In 2008, they were given a submerged land lease, and they were given permission by the submerged land people, by the Army Corps, by DEP, to do more than that, to have fingers coming out, as you see here, somewhat different, but basically like this and like this, and this one here, that's all shown on the plan. But they didn't do all of that. Okay, they only did what you see. So they only did a part of what they were given approvals for. But since 2008, those approvals have lapsed. So they can no longer rely on them to be able to go forward with what they want to do today. So Yachting Solutions needs to apply to DEP. They need to apply to submerged lands. They need to apply to the Army Corps because there's dredging involved. And if those permits are granted, then they most likely will be able to go forward. One thing to note is that what you see here, this is, again, the existing pier, and you can see, it's kind of hard to see, but there's another pier that goes out here. Mm-hmm. And from this point out, it extends out approximately 240 feet, I believe. In the earlier version of this development, it didn't go out quite so far. So they are going a little bit further out. This is essentially the same. Now, what we have here, too, is, and again, this is coming from their application for the federal money, so it's reliable information, non-controversial. On the outside of this pier, they want to dredge to 14 feet, and there's a line item in their budget to be able to do that, and that's to accommodate mega yachts. And they use that term, mega-yacht. This inner part is for, let's call them more conventional-sized vessels. And I'm not sure what the maximum is, but under the federal regulations dealing with big, has to be 26 feet or larger, has to be transient dockage, which means they can be there for no longer than 14, 15 days at a time in any of this. So you have an area here where they want to dredge to 8 feet. And this area is for smaller boats. This area, and they never, what's interesting, at the public hearing of the 14th, they never used the word mega-yacht, which was kind of a surprise to me. But this area here is for mega-yachts. And when you look at their application for the big grant, the word mega-yacht comes up repeatedly. And just for the sake of clarity, I'm going to read a few excerpts from their application. So this is their words. There's a project statement section, and it says, quote, "The existing boating infrastructure in and around Rockland is insufficient to accommodate the growing demand for transient dockage." And I'm jumping around a little bit. But this is particularly true for the mega yacht portion of the transient boating market. And then there's a specific section which says need for mega yacht facilities in Maine. Quote, "As mentioned previously, the proposed improvements would include docks and infrastructure specially designed to accommodate mega yacht vessels. This year alone, Yachting Solution has had to turn away 10 vessels greater than 100 feet in length." And what's interesting is at the public meeting, they indicated that this dock here is going to be such that it can accommodate a yacht up to 250 foot in length. So there's no definition of mega yacht, but we pretty much know that they're talking about, when they say mega yachts, 100 to 250 feet in length, dredged to 14 feet to accommodate those big vessels. So that's what this is about. And I call this the mega yacht basin, and I call this the inner basin. That's my term. Going on, it says, "These vessels have a very specialized berthing requirement and highly discerning owners, clientele, captains, and crews that expect more than just a place to tie up." I'm always just looking for a place to tie up. And then there's a section which says purpose, okay? And that reads, quote, "And this is all there is in the purpose section. This is the purpose of their project. The ultimate purpose of the proposed project is to establish Yachting Solutions Boat Basin as a unique destination marina in Rockland, and jumping off point for transient boaters exploring the waters off the coast of Maine and Nova Scotia. Once the improvements are completed, the facility will be one of only a handful of facilities in Maine capable of properly accommodating mega yachts.